Hey, Tim. It's Matt from thejamhole.com. I was just listening to the Monday show, and I like how you say you're probably over 10 grand in debt to the government, but it's okay. That's a good outlook, dude. Way to keep it positive. Yeah, good luck with that. Love the show. Thejamhole.com. Later.
Ah, a little plug there. Yeah, well, my taxes are officially sent and accepted, and I'm all squared away.
Hi, my name is...
Haven't necessarily paid it, but...
Hi, my name is Rochelle, and I've never listened to your show before, but thejamhole.com.
Just for that pointless plug, I'm not going to put a link to Jamhole on my show notes because you're a stupid fucking twat. I hate people that do that. I don't listen to your show, but... Then run off. Look, it's fine if you want to plug a show or something, but have something to say, for Christ's sakes. Your show fucking sucks. BeefGrins.net! BeefGrins.net!
Hey, what's up? You should go to thejamhole.com.
Oh, they have got to have the stupidest listeners. It makes me want to not go to that website. Stupid twat. I'm going to play some music that has the word jam in it. And tell people to go to the website that has the word jam in it. Oh. You are really making my listeners look like brainiacs.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you are checking out the Wednesday Night Show, episode 27. Thank you so much for listening. How the fuck are you?
I'm fucking awesome. How are you?
I am feeling like fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
If you could probably have heard it in, what was it, Monday's show? It started the tail end of Friday's show.
Right.
My voice started going. Going, and then Monday show.
Monday was really bad.
Monday show was fucked, and now today is still fucked. And it all started. I can pinpoint this. Like I said it before, I have a very ninja-like immune system. I don't ever get fucking sick on my own from my environment. But if let me tell you guys something. If you're sick and you're smoking weed with your friends. Use your own fucking pipe, okay?
Right.
Don't wait till you're fucking done smoking and then be like, oh, by the way, guys, I got fucking herpes on my face.
Right, yeah, sorry.
By the way, guys, I have the whooping cough and the fucking flu and probably some SARS.
Yeah, so you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Thanks, friend.
Thanks, yeah. do your friends a solid. If you're smoking weed, use your own pipe if you're fucking sick, because that's how I got this
shit. At least tell
shit.
Everyone that you're sick first.
Right, or, yeah.
And then they can decide whether or not they want to
worry exactly.
about it.
If you want to take the chance, then whatever.
Right.
And if not, then, you know, use your own shit. But I narrow it down to the point of where I contracted this flaw in my system right now, and it was at the LaSalle Grange.
Yep,
when we went to that metal show afterwards, we were smoking with one of the guys in one of the bands. I'm not gonna say which one because he'll probably kick my fucking ass.
Right, we don't
but,
know if he's okay with it.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, no, just about the whole thanks for getting me sick, you fucker.
Yeah,
I don't know
too.
What sets him off, you know.
Yeah.
He's a ticking time bomb, and frankly, I don't want to be anywhere near Ground Zero when he explodes.
Explodes.
He's a cool guy, though. Awesome fucking singing voice. So yeah, that's where I got it. And then Friday night, we did the show, and then Monday.
And then we went to that party at Sean's.
Oh, God, that was fun. We saw some pink shoelaces there.
Yes, we
and
did.
The funny thing about it was they were on the ground. Like, the girls, all the little fucking tramps that were there.
I know who it was. was because there was only one girl who didn't have their shoes on still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so
all the
it
other
must
ones
have been
had their
her.
Shoes on. Yeah.
I was just going to say because I saw other shoes there, so I just assume everyone took their shoes off. So it was kind of like playing a matching game. It's like, all right, we got a pair of pink shoelace shoes. There's a whore amidst.
There is a whore in their presence.
That's right. There is a whore in the room. And yeah, I think I kind of had it figured out towards the middle of the night.
I know who it was.
Best quote from that night.
What was it?
Shooting up is messed up, but I'll do some pills.
Yeah.
That, this fucking, these 16-year-old fucking dumb fuck girls who, okay, that sounded really bad. It wasn't our party.
No.
We didn't invite them.
Yeah,
they,
we had
I don't
no
know.
Idea who they were.
Talk to Sean about that
right.
one.
Those
I don't
were
know.
His friends.
I don't know how the fuck they ended up there, but somehow they did. And
there's like four of them.
I was being fucking sarcastic, just kind of seeing what this girl would say.
Sarcastic
so I was
or
like,
serious, depending on the reaction.
Yeah, exactly. I was feeling out the situation.
Right.
Figuratively.
You might become serious.
Yeah. But I was like, just totally fucking around, like, oh man, it would be great to just get some fucking pills and,
right.
and shoot up and just get fucked up.
And we
shit.
Freaked one girl out. She was like looking at us.
But
did
then,
you see her?
Yeah, totally.
She like freaked
so
her
she
out.
Brought up needles. But then that one girl was like, oh, shooting up's fucked up, but I'll do some pills.
Yeah,
and she
it was,
was
that one. She was the one that
was
looking at us.
She was the one that
weird.
Had the pink shoelaces, I think.
No, she had shoes on.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was
I
one of the really
it
fat. It
oh,
was
well.
The, like the fattest one.
So speaking of pink shoelaces, what was that kid's name? Murder, blood or something.
What are you talking
blood
about?
Red? The guy that made the picture of the pink shoelace.
Oh, I don't
thing.
Remember.
Fuck. Well, way to prepare.
Yeah.
Anyway, the,
I didn't think about
yes,
it.
One of our fans made a picture of the pink shoelaces, and it's like this zoomed-in close-up of these black Converse, and they have pink shoelaces in them. And it's like one of those motivational posters, and on the
right.
bottom of it, in big white letters, it says, promiscuity, and then pink shoelaces, a dead giveaway.
Yeah, thejamhole.com.
Thejamhole.com. Beefcurns.net, beefcurns.net.
We should post those pictures.
Oh, we're
everywhere.
Totally gonna. And then, Rochelli made us another picture to the last show when I was saying, burn, nigger, because it was cold. And by the way, I was saying that all fucking day today.
I bet you
so
were.
So on top of being sick and shit, I didn't have a water route today, so I was out delivering salt. There was like this every 2 month route.
Right.
Fucking huge ass shit all over the fucking town. So I'm out there. I wake up this morning feeling like fucking shit, coughing up lungs and kidneys and all sorts of shit. And like I look
your
out my window.
Spooch.
My squiddly spooch.
From Invader Zim.
Oh, God. That was a great show. So I look out the window, and there's like fucking 3 inches of snow. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
cool. It's
going to
be
bullshit.
One of those days again. And
in spring.
Yeah, so all day again today, I get back in the truck, and I'm by myself, Grant. No one's in the truck. This is for my own amusement.
Yeah, it's funny
Hop
to
in
say.
The truck. Burn, nigger! So fucking Rochelli sends us in this picture. And it's this picture of this, like, black dude.
He looks like a crackhead or something.
Yeah, just like, covered in snow. Like, you can tell he's freezing.
Yeah.
And it's another motivational-style picture. And at the bottom it says, burn, nigger. So, good job, guys. And also, I heard through the grapevine that Enemy Mine, one of the local bands around here, is writing a song about pink shoelaces.
Oh, right. Called the Pink Shoelace Theory.
Yeah, totally. That is so fucking awesome. Shit that we make up is like getting out
people
and into
wanna,
these.
Yeah, people make stuff out
of it. It's getting into people's heads. They're learning, and that's good. And pretty soon, you know what? Girls 16 and under will be wearing bells around their necks.
They will.
And on that day, I will shed a single tear.
Yeah.
And it will be the most beautiful tear ever.
It'll be happiness.
Fuck yeah. So how was your day? Good?
It was
shitty?
All right.
The same? Right. Same old shit?
Same old shit.
Yeah. I noticed today I was, when I was doing that route and shit, I had to call a few people because no one was home. And I've noticed this just from my past bad decisions, you could say, being in that whole scene. Whenever you call someone's cell phone and you know like who you're calling and shit, but like say they don't answer and there's a message, you know, there's a recorded message. When you call a person and it's not their voice on the message, it's like a female's voice if it's a guy or, you know, have you ever experienced
that? I've had that happen.
You know that those people are the biggest fucking scumbags in the world. Like, why would you fucking do that? It's like you're either hiding from somebody, you're a scandalous, shady fuck, and right. you don't want someone to like call the number and know it's yours. So they figure, well, if you call
just
this number
so paranoid.
That I know you own, but you don't answer it because you're fucking avoiding me, and then there's a girl's voice on it. Right. Oh, it must not be his number.
Yeah, wrong
he must have gave me the wrong. Yeah,
right.
I just noticed like all the people that do that are fucking scumbags. And there's a
they're probably super paranoid.
Well, yeah, I just don't. I don't know. There's a couple places I deliver to, and they're businesses. Like let's call them car dealerships, but they're used car dealership. Uh-huh. They're like
the nice ones.
They're like the pawn store, the yeah. pawn shops of cars.
For cars, right?
Yeah, dude. And you can just tell, like, when I go in there, the people that are working there always look like they have big bags under their eyes, like they don't sleep much. Uh-huh. Like tweakers, pretty yeah. much. And it's in Columbia Falls, which is, you know, close to the canyon,
Chlamydia
which is where
Falls.
All the fucking meth is. Yeah, and the STDs, apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And you call up, like, for one, you know they're scumbags when the business phone number is a cell phone number. Like, the
nice.
Business doesn't
yeah,
have
nice.
An established landline
right.
for
it's probably
anything.
Someone's basement.
Yeah, it's probably, like, not even in their name. It's a pay-as-you-go cell phone that the yeah. fucking junkies and drug dealers use.
Right.
So that was tip number one. And then number two, when I call them, they see a restricted number, so they don't answer it. It goes to voicemail, and then it's not their voice. It's, like, some female. And, like, the message was even weird. They're like, if you're calling from a restricted number or calling to collect a debt, leave your name and number because we won't call you back if it's a restricted thing or something like that.
Weird.
It was really weird. It
That's
said like
up.
Real specific things that just seem weird for a car dealership.
Right.
Like,
it's like
if you're calling to collect a debt, it's like, well, what the fuck are you guys doing? You know,
yeah, well, what are you
laundering
selling?
Money for the mafia or
something?
Fucking
meth
tweakers.
Is going through there.
And that's another thing I noticed when you call people and like, even if they're home and they see a number, like when I'm at work, I use my cell phone, my personal phone to call places when people aren't home and shit. And like these people, if they're not home, they'll get home later. It'll be like 7 or 8 o'clock at night and I'll get a phone call.
Really?
And it'll be like, if I don't answer it, they'll leave a message like, I noticed you called my house from this number and I just want to know who this is and why you're calling my house. Like 5 hours later.
Wow.
I'm just like, really, adult? You couldn't have fucking, you were probably home but you didn't recognize the number because everyone has fucking caller ID
right.
now, so they're
it's
like
so they don't answer.
Ooh, I don't know that number, so what the fuck are you calling me for? It's like, what, really? We're
Everyone's
all fucking
paranoid.
Yeah, what the fuck? What are people so fucking afraid of now? I mean,
I
don't understand it. It's like, you're in the fucking phone book, I'm sure, because you have to pay money not to be in the phone book.
Unless you have a cell phone.
Right. Well, yeah, but I'm talking like with the caller ID thing. And
yeah.
Then not, and it's their home numbers, because maybe they're at work, and then they get home at 5 and do their thing, and by 7 or 8 o'clock, you know, I'm well past being at work and shit. And then
right.
they get to looking at it, and they're like, oh, why would you even call it? It's like,
I know,
you missed
like,
your chance.
Yeah.
You weren't there, so what the fuck? And then they're, I don't know.
If there was no message, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, and they always have this bitch-ass attitude. Like,
right.
you invaded their privacy or their personal space
right.
by
like
calling their number.
Like, you did some kind of crime by
yeah,
calling
Yeah,
them.
And they're like, I noticed you called me. What the fuck did you want? Why are you calling me? Stop it! Ah!
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's great.
When keeping it
so,
real goes wrong.
Yeah, we always keep it real. We keep it so for real, some people I don't think can handle it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. So I went around today just when I was bored sitting at home. I took a nap after work so I could rest my voice for this fucking
right.
show tonight. And I was sitting there just adding people to the MySpace and shit, just trying to get the word out, mostly local places. And so if anyone's new to the show, thank you so much for listening. We do this thing every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
We don't say that enough. Is
I know. I just had to get that in there. But I don't know. Like, what would you say to someone to get them to, like, want to listen? Like, all I could really think of is, hi, we do this comedy podcast from Kalispell because they're all locals. So,
right.
you know, if you saw something on MySpace that said Kalispell, like, that's weird.
Yeah, you check
it. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, what? That's because it's a small enough place to where that would be, you know, you would maybe know them, but it's big enough to where there's a
lot of
people.
Well, you're curious because it's from your hometown.
Yeah.
So you want to see
it. Yeah, it's like, it's comedy. It's kind of raunchy, but if you like it, tell a friend, and if you're offended, tell 10.
They just got to listen to the clips on the MySpace.
Yeah, so maybe if we offend the fuck out of some people, they'll tell, like, 10 people each.
Right.
And then we'll get a bunch of bad exposure, which will be good
overall.
Well,
some of those people that they'll tell will probably like it, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was the plan. So, so if you guys are new, thanks for checking it out. Stick with us. We'll be around a long, long time. The next thing I wanted to talk about, have you ever eaten at, like, Perkins or Applebee's around
here?
Yeah, I
have.
Did you, like, I used to work at these places when I was your age, like 10 years ago, and I worked there with a friend of mine. I'm not going to say who he is because I don't know. He's kind of anal about certain things.
Yeah.
You don't know what will, like,
you don't know
set
if that'll
over.
Bug him or not.
Yeah, but anyway, when I used to work at these places, we would always make fun of the old managers because they were guys that probably worked there when we worked there, and now they're in their, like, 40s going into the midlife crisis stage. And they totally use their managerial power to, like, hit on the waitresses and smack asses. And they are, like, just total chomos, like, all fucking night. You can totally – it's, like, blatant, too. Like, they're not hiding it.
They're
like,
all douchebags,
come into my
too.
Office. It's out in the open, like, smacking ass. Like, right there in front of customers and shit. So me and my buddy would always make fun of that shit. Like, wow, fucking perv, that's awesome. And then – what does that say for the girl that's letting that happen for minimum wage and some tips every night?
Because you
know,
can say something.
Yeah, exactly. If I was a chick, I would, you know, use it to my advantage and just have a lawsuit
douche.
And sue the shit out of fucking the corporation, not
and
the
get
person
some money.
Himself. Right.
You don't have to work there
so
anymore.
The thing I feel like I've lost my friend because now it's 10 years later, you know, he's my age, he's 27, and I mean, he's not, granted, he's
there?
Not 40, but he still works there, and now he's at Applebee's, and he's the bar manager, and from what I've heard, he's doing the same thing now. You get these 18, 17, even 16-year-old girls that go in there, they want a job to make some money while they're going to school, you know, you work nights there and shit, and yeah, I heard he's doing the same thing. And it's like, dude, seriously, come on.
Wow.
And I just...
Hey, okay,
let me
ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Would you do that if you were in his position and you work there?
Well, granted, if I work there and was in his position, that means that I have a kid to support, and I'm probably with a girl that just drives me crazy, not in a good way, just depressively drains my very life
essence.
We know
people like that.
Amen, we do. So, I being in that mind state, I probably would.
Yeah.
I would keep it to the 18 and above
so
as to not get any, you know, trouble. But, yeah, if you're working there and, you know, he's worked there forever. He works in the bar, so all the girls think he's just the shit mixing drinks and stuff. And it's like, wow, really, dude?
That's probably the coolest
and
job
then,
to have there.
Yeah, I just, I it makes me kind of sad because it's like you go home and your kid's there and then, like, what do you have to tell your kid that you've done? It's like you got this girl knocked up when you were in high school and you decide to keep the kid and now you're working at Applebee's the rest of your life. Like, you can only go so far in the chain of command at Applebee's.
You're pretty much as far
or
as
Perkins.
You're
gonna get. Yeah, exactly. Really. And it's like, are you really making that good of money? I mean, it's I don't know.
I mean, it's restaurant.
I think maybe it just bugs me a lot because it was my friend, and now it's like I see that, and I've gone in there a couple times with my brother, and we've sat there, and we've noticed it completely. Granted, the girls whose asses he was smacking had pink shoelaces in the shoes, but you know,
still, it's
come on, man, come on. So while I was driving around today, have you been noticing those bumper stickers that say "Well-behaved women rarely make history"?
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, weird.
I saw one once, like, 3 weeks ago, and I didn't really think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, like, the past 3 days, I've seen 4 more.
That's weird.
And I've looked at the people driving these cars.
And they're all different.
They're all women, for one.
Yeah, but they're all different people.
And the first three
the
I saw were dykey lesbian-looking chicks. And two of them had, like, Wicca stickers, like the... magic, you know, right. Wiccan, earth magic, all that bullshit. Witches. Yeah, the witches. The lesbian midwife fucking witches. You know who I'm talking about.
The dyke witch.
The overweight fucking sits at home and goes to the crystal store once
Does
a week to spend her... Yeah, lights candles everywhere right. and tries to align the chi. Yeah, that kind of bullshit. So I was just wondering, like, well-behaved women, if you think about what it says, well-behaved women rarely make history. So what that says to me is the nice ladies, the nice proper women, no right. one really gives a shit about. It's the slutty whores that are always talked about and remembered
in
history.
Well, because they're slutty whores, so they're noticed.
Right, and like you look at that Showtime show, The Tudors. Have you watched that at all?
No.
It's a really good show. It's about like King Henry VIII and all his wives, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, all down the line. And like all the shit that was going on back then was basically the king was just fucking and trying mm-hmm. to get a son. And the only son he had was an illegitimate bastard son, so he didn't really claim it. But since he kept having girls or they kept dying and shit, he right. finally kind of claimed it, but not really. And it was basically like drunkenness, murder. Like he kept having his wives killed so he could marry another one.
Really?
And it just seemed to me like seeing those stickers, it's just like you're telling these women to go out and just whore around and yeah. be fucking sluts and try and get that guy that's just got all this fucking money and is gonna take care of you forever. And is that the message we want out there for?
Not, I mean, we don't want it, but
that just seems very counterproductive to the cause.
That's just
you know?
Gonna make bitches bigger bitches.
Yeah, and really? Then the bigger bitches are gonna be cunts. Yeah. And then what?
Well, they got to be a twat first.
Well,
and then
yeah,
a cunt.
That's true. Twat squared cunt. Okay, yeah. Got it. Got it. So, yeah, I just, that kind of bugged me. Every time I see that, I wish I wasn't in the work truck so I could just totally, like, follow them around and see where they live and then, like, put up big signs that say lesbian liquors or something like that. I don't know. I just, it pisses me off when I see it because you're just making these girls whores and that's making life really hard for the rest of us. God damn it. We should invest in pink shoelaces.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, because more whores are all every day. It's exponential.
Oh, yeah.
And if we invested in that shit, oh, man, we'd be like...
What would we do with them?
We'd be billionaires.
But what would we do with the pink shoelaces?
No, not the shoelaces themselves, in the company that makes them.
Really? Just the shoelace company. Then.
Right. But what? Maybe we should just start one that specifically designs
just
pink
only pink
ones and then
different
sell
kinds
them
of pink shoelaces.
We could open it up in like Las Vegas because there's
and
lots of
whores. And
then
we could call
there.
Like Whores R Us and just be horror gear.
That is fantastic. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is
I
don't know if this is cough syrup induced because I'm sick. I've been on top of the normal Rockstar I have every morning at work. I bought a bottle of NyQuil and I just kind of been drinking on it all
day. And
then
you just drank another Rockstar and now you're working on another Rockstar.
The bottle is wow. It's almost
gone.
There's like two more shots left.
Are you fucking
I'm not
good?
Hallucinating. Like, I've taken, because the ingredient in this shit that fucks you up is the dextromethorphan. Mm-hmm. And in Coricide and Cough and Cold, if you take a box of that, there's enough DXM in there to seriously make you hallucinate.
Yeah.
And it will fuck you up. Now, not saying that you should do this.
Have you?
Just saying that I've done it, and it made me throw up a lot. Yeah. And I was in a car while I was throwing up, mm-hmm. so that made the whole thing worse.
You're right.
Like,
you're
I go, I'm hallucinating. The sound is, it's like my ears are constantly popping, and I'm seeing fucked up, just weird designs and shit. And then my stomach is just, like, not happy. And my body just feels all pins and needly. So I fucking roll down the window, and we're coming down Lone Pine, that fucking curvy. I think that's where we were. And I just fucking hang my head out the window and start throwing up. And I open my eyes, and I just see the ground, like, because we're driving, just moving fast. And that just hit me. And I was like,
that probably made you puke more.
Even more. So I don't feel like that right now.
Yeah.
I'm not... that I'm just
not that fucked up.
I'm just saying I might not be all here right now. But I was laying down like listening to the Keith and the Girl show just trying to kind of take a nap and shit, mm-hmm. and I was thinking if there was like a picture that had a bunch of lines in it, how many lines could you look at and know how many were there? Like, if there were two lines there, right away you would look at it and know there was two,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Okay, so if there was three there, you would look at that and automatically know there was three.
Yeah.
How many could you get to before you had to actually count how many there was? Could you do five? If there was five lines on the wall, would you look at it and know there was five, or would you have to go 2, 4, 5?
No, I'd know it was five.
So how about six?
Yeah, I could do six, too.
What about, how many could you do then?
I don't know. I could probably do even numbers better. Like, seven might be kind of hard, but I could do eight.
But, so if there was just a blank white space and there was eight lines or blocks, let's say even blocks, eight blocks up there, you could look at that and say that there's eight without going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
I don't think you could.
I could.
What about, I was
some
number,
but
like
seven. Seven would throw me off because it's not even.
But what if they weren't lined up evenly? What if there was just eight blocks in a row?
Well, then.
We're not saying one and then one on top of that. Like,
well, yeah,
two,
I know
four,
what
six,
you mean.
Eight. Not like that. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I know what you mean.
In a row.
Yeah.
So you could see eight, but not seven.
I think so.
What would make the difference?
I don't know. It's just, I just look at it and I could just kind of tell.
You would know there was eight there.
Yeah.
Is that, that's weird.
It is
I was
weird.
Thinking
I don't
about
know why.
That. Like, how many could I actually see? I got up to like seven in my head. Like, I would know one because there's just one thing there.
Right.
Two, you can see. Three, you know that there's three there. Four, there would be
I can
two
just,
and two. So
right
you could
now,
immediately
I can,
recognize that.
I can picture what eight blocks going like this would look like in my mind, so I'd know right away when I saw it. It was
really?
Eight.
So what about like 13? Would you look at it and be able to right away, or would you have to start counting?
I'd probably have to count.
What was making me wonder is, like, what is it in our brain that recognizes the difference between that pattern?
I know,
like,
maybe just the familiarity with the certain numbers.
With certain numbers, you think?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, if, and I was thinking it might depend on what the shape was of it. Like, when I first started thinking about it, I was just thinking of, like, lines. But then as I started thinking of more of them, they started getting kind of fatter. So they kind of turned into like rectangular blocks kind of. But I don't know. It was just something weird. Like, how would you know that, like, right away that there's like seven there or six there? Like, if it's just one, you know it's just one, you know?
Right.
I don't know. It just kind of blew my mind.
Well, because
to
count
bit.
One, you don't have to really count. You just.
It's the first thing. It's one. So
it's just one.
If there's
so
seven,
you
would you start. Or say there was 13, would you start at like seven or eight and then go. You'd see it and you'd be like, well, there's
no,
eight,
because
nine,
if
10,
I saw,
11.
If I saw 13, it'd probably throw me all off and I'd have to count every one.
Really? You wouldn't be able to start at like three, say. You'd be like, so
well,
say
can,
there's
yeah,
13
could.
Of them. You'd say
that's
three.
True.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
No, you're right. I could probably do that.
That's weird to think about.
It is.
I don't know.
I don't
why.
Know. I'd have to actually do it to see.
It was
for
just
sure.
something weird I thought about while I was laying down. I thought I'd like to share that with y'all. So I don't know
we
if you guys
do that, though.
Take an interest in that. Well, I was thinking about doing that, like making doing a little thought experiment, or not a thought experiment, but a real experiment, taking like big white poster board and drawing out a bunch of blocks on it and then blindfolding someone and then, you know, putting it up there and then taking it off and seeing if they could right away. I mean, it has to be immediate reaction.
Instant,
you cannot go 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21,
but the thing is,
21.
Some people might get it faster than others, even in not counting. And some people might just, it'll take them a second to register to even know what they're seeing.
I think that's kind of what I was wondering. What part of the brain, like, is that pattern recognition or is that just straight, like, thought processing? Does your brain, like, subconsciously count it or does it just know that there's 10 there or, you know, what? I don't know. It kind of boggled me a little bit. I was trying to figure out, like, how first it started out, I was trying to figure out how many I could do. And I think, like, seven or eight I could do, like, right away. Like, I would know. Because eight is just four or two sets of four or four sets of two. So,
and if I saw.
And
if
you
I,
can recognize two easily.
Yeah.
So you would just right away
the thing
you'd be
is,
like, two,
like,
four, six, eight.
In
but
my head, like,
can't
the,
count,
the
so.
Second I see it, I'd see that there's two sets of four there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have to count it. I'd just see there's two sets of four.
Yeah. And I guess it depends how you would look at it. If you would look at it as sets or if you would look at it as the whole thing. Like, could you.
See, that's
how
I
many
would,
patterns
I would
can your brain recognize at once?
Right.
Is, I think, what I was trying to get at is, like, what's your maximum pattern recognition? And is there a way to increase that by doing that kind of shit?
Yeah.
Like, do you think you could get really good at it?
You probably
like,
could.
I kind of thought if the pattern stayed the same, you could just memorize. Like,
right. If the pattern stayed the same, but the number of them changed.
12 looks this way and so on. But yeah. if it changed, like if they were just randomly scattered, like yeah. connect the dots, I don't think you could do it. But
no,
if it was
weird.
In a straight line or arranged parallel, like 2, 4, you know, one on top of another down the line, I think you could do it better that way.
Yeah.
And yeah.
As long as every one of them was the same.
Right, they would
it's
all.
It's just there was a different
well,
amount
like,
of them.
Are you saying like squares and circles? You couldn't change the actual object or symbol.
Well,
you
probably
looking
could
at?
The object, but like just the pattern itself, kind of, because you just see it right. If they're all over the place, it'd be kind of hard to figure out how many there is. I think
you're right.
If they're aligned, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird. It's yeah. weird to think about. I wanted to bring that up and freak y'all out for a bit. So, you did watch Untraceable, right?
I did.
Okay,
today.
I watched that the other night, and I wanted to talk about it on Monday's show, but you didn't watch it, so we couldn't really talk about
no.
it. All right, so if you guys haven't seen it, I'm going to spoil some shit. So if you don't want
earmuffs,
spoiled,
if you,
earmuffs,
yeah.
if not, whatever.
Pause the show.
If you do, go
watch
fuck
it.
Yourself. I really don't care. So, Untraceable. Basically, it was a very, very interesting idea. The idea...
It was different.
It's the whole idea about when an accident happens on the street and people drive by, they always look at it. And now we have the internet, so this shit gets put on the internet. So basically what this guy does, this killer, goes around taking people, puts them in these situations.
Well, he started with a cat first.
Well, yeah. And basically the idea is the more people that look at the site, the faster the subject dies.
Right.
And what I kind of got a kick out of is when the FBI was sitting there, when the guy was hooked up and it said, kill with me on the guy's chest,
uh-huh.
and they were injecting the Sempron, the coagulant,
right.
into him.
And because he was bleeding.
What I got a kick out of is the FBI was all watching this.
Yeah.
So in essence, they were helping kill the guy. Well, they're like, oh shit, another one's on. And like,
what
every
was even
single
better,
room,
though?
All their computers were watching
yeah.
it. So it's like
they're like buying into it too.
Yeah, exactly.
They
and
have
they
to
had
see
to
it.
Watch it. Granted, they were trying to do something about it, but they were still watching.
Well,
it,
remember,
you know?
Remember even better yet, the one FBI agent that actually got caught by
right,
him,
the guy that
yeah.
got boiled.
Someone at the station like called another guy, I think. And
yeah,
told him about it, and he's like, "Really, send it to me."
Oh
and
shit!
He sent
yeah,
it to him
he
on
sends
his phone,
it to his PDA.
And he's looking at it on
right,
his phone.
So there's another
so
one.
So he's and that's like his best friend, and he's fucking helping kill him.
But I do think, like, if I was gonna kill somebody,
yeah.
this is the way
this
to fucking,
fucking
do it.
Good
this was
way.
A very innovative, taking full control of the resources and technology
right.
we have as human beings, and utilizing that to just fuck somebody
and
up.
It's just nice because that's something we could probably do. Pretty
right.
easy.
So basically, the first machine was this elaborate IV machine that was hooked up to this guy, and he had the words of the site. Scratched
yeah.
with a knife, like cut into his chest,
and he had
they
a
weren't
nose and shit.
Yeah, like he was bleeding and stuff.
Yeah.
So the more people that went to the site, the more cc's of this Sempron, this blood coagulant, was dripped into his IV, which made him bleed faster, which made him die quicker. So yeah, the FBI kept looking at it. He eventually died. Ugh, excuse me. The next one was a heat lamp. The more
that
people that logged onto the site, the more heat lamps turned on. The
right.
guy was like, he had his arms and his legs in cement, so he was totally stuck. He
yeah,
couldn't
he couldn't
move
at all.
And surrounding him were all these fucking heat lamps. And the more people that went
he
to the site,
like boiling.
The more heat lamps would turn on and the higher the temperature would get. And yeah, again, the FBI's all watching it. Everyone's
right.
watching it. And
like
just,
the same people keep making it worse.
The whole idea just blew me away because that's exactly what happens when fucked up shit gets on the internet. People,
right.
like, it starts out real slow and then it exponentially just explodes. Because
if they really wanted to solve that crime, all they would have to do is not watch it.
Yeah, right?
Because then they wouldn't
but
die.
But it's not just them. It's getting six. But that's the six what I, yeah, out that's of the 6 I mean. Billion people that live on this planet, getting yeah. all of them
people
not to watch
people crave to see that too much to stop.
And you know there was people on there. I mean, I understand it's a movie. It's all make-believe.
Right,
but
if it was, if that
you
happened.
You could totally reflect this on yeah, society.
That would happen
that
like
would
that.
Happen. Yeah. Look at how people act at accidents or even on the internet. They
right.
look at that shit.
If that actually happened, there'd be fucking millions of people
yeah,
signing
and
onto
it,
that
it's
website.
So great because people are like, oh my god, that's the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. Hey, Bill, come here and look
well,
at this.
Haven't you?
This is the most fucked up thing I've ever
I
seen.
I bet you've been to a lot of those weird websites like Ogrish and stuff.
Ogrish and Steak and Cheese.
Fucked
and,
up
oh,
websites.
Yeah. Rotten.com.
Like
all those places.
Yeah.
It's just all this fucked up shit and people feed off it. And that's kind of when we first started this podcast, I was hoping, you know, after a while, it would just enough people would see it. And one day out of, say, you have 10,000 listeners, you take one day and each of those people tells one of their friends.
Uh-huh.
And then, bam, all of a sudden you have like 30,000
listeners.
Yeah,
you have double.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is people tell a friend. That's all. And if you guys don't like the show, tell 10 friends.
Right. Tell a friend and tell that friend to tell one
everybody.
Of their friends.
So after the heat lamp, there was the guy, the FBI agent. He was in this big tank full of water that had battery acid being released into
yeah,
it.
That
and
was,
again,
that one
the
was
more
crazy.
People that went to the site, the more battery acid was released into the water, which basically just melted his skin. It
yeah.
just ate away his skin. It corroded it. It was like not electrolysis, but I don't fucking know. It was like some shit that would tear your skin off your fucking body.
Right.
And you notice
it's like...
like
being dipped in acid.
The first
much.
One he did was a cat. At the very beginning of the movie, he took some fly paper, mm-hmm. some glue or whatever, and he put a bowl of milk out, and then he let this cat out, and the cat went to the milk, got stuck in the paper, and then died. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people saw it, but whatever.
Yeah, that was
and then the
first one,
then the second one. And you would notice, like, as they went on, as it progressed, the people were dying quicker because
right.
more people had seen it.
Well,
the more people they would tell about it, and then bam, that
and
made
plus
more
the
people
ways he was
see.
Killing them got like fucking crazier
right.
as it went on.
Yeah,
too.
So the battery acid, and then the last one was the actual lady, the main
right.
protagonist of the whole movie, and she was like hung upside down above her own rototiller. That was
yeah.
nice and ironic.
Yeah,
and she fucking got away. It was a stupid fucking ending. I hated the ending. Like the guy is in there with her, and she starts swinging back and forth.
Yeah,
and
what?
The guy's
Stop
just
her.
Standing there following her with the camera like, oh, I wonder what she's gonna do, and she
yeah,
ends up fucking whooping his ass
do?
And kills him, and the end.
Look at
so,
where she's swinging to.
It was an awesome idea. Gory, awesome. I think they tried to kind of be like Saw, but they used that whole viral marketing idea.
Right. Yeah, but it
the
wasn't
more people...
as, it wasn't as gnarly looking as Saw.
Well,
Saw
no.
is graphic.
Yeah, but this was just the whole mindfuck idea
yeah.
of if this were to happen in real life,
right.
this would really happen.
This is what it'd
this
be
is
like.
What it would be like. People would log on to that shit. No matter the FBI makes a statement saying, don't look at this
right.
website. You
even
tell
though they're
people
looking
that,
at it anyway.
Yeah, they're going to look at
well,
it.
Well, even
so.
What she was saying, she said, don't tell anyone about the site.
Yeah.
Just try
exactly.
and keep it quiet.
As she's SMSing it to her fucking partner.
Right.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Bitch.
So yeah, cool movie, shitty fucking ending, but I don't expect anything from movies these days, so
especially
I
ones
it.
That come out of Hollywood.
Yeah, well, isn't that like all of them?
Well, no, foreign movies and stuff like that. There's a lot of good independent movies.
I really wish you wouldn't have just said that.
It's true. Those are the good movies, though.
Wow. Like Independence Day?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, obviously.
We are 37 minutes in here, episode 27 of this motherfucking shit. You ready to do some news?
Let's do some news.
Let's do some news. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, you beat me again.
Boo! 3 in a row,
That's
son.
Good. I don't want to read first anyway.
I can't even celebrate because my voice is so fucked. All right. Let's do some news. Let's go with a little religion-ness today. Headline here. This is from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Priest carried aloft by balloons missing. Fundraising stunt goes awry, but supporters are hopeful. Roman Catholic priest who floated off under hundreds of helium party balloons
what?
Was missing Monday
like
off
on
the
Mythbusters.
Off the southern coast of Brazil. Oh yeah, when they took that little girl and they tried to see how many balloons it would take to like
well,
lift her
there
up
was
in
that
a chair.
One myth where a guy had a bunch of balloons attached to a lawn chair.
Yeah, that's what they took the idea from. Yeah. But they used, like, and, one of the guys' little girls.
Right.
Yeah. This kind of, I mean, if you believe in this whole religious bullshit thing, then I would almost take that as a sign from God not to believe in Catholicism.
Yeah, when it's I first saw that, I'm like, that's so ironic.
Yeah, he just got carried away.
Of all people to that have that happen to.
They're probably believing, like, more so. They're like, oh, God must have taken him to heaven.
Yeah, he must have flown to heaven. Probably flown to outer space.
Oh, my God.
And then the balloons popped, and he came flying down and slammed against the planet again.
If I was a billionaire, I would pay money to have a front row seat to the very spot where he hit ground.
We should just do recreate just to sit that. There.
Could you imagine sitting in a lawn chair and, like, 10 feet away from you, a cardinal, like, not the bird, but, like, a pope, but the cardinal, the bishop or whatever, just comes flying down, terminal velocity, face first.
Dude! He would explode.
Oh, my God. I would pay a mil to see that. One mil.
We should do it to a bum just so we can see what that looks like.
We could make the bum blow up the balloons. Yeah. Because I would not want to blow up that many balloons.
We'll say we're going to pay him a bunch of money to blow up all these balloons for us, but we won't pay him. We'll just kill him.
Rescuers in helicopters and small fishing boats were searching off the coast of Santa Catarina State where pieces of balloons were found. Reverend Aldelaire Antonio Di Carli. Yeah, fuck off. Lifted off from the port city of Paranagua on Sunday afternoon wearing a helmet, thermal suit, and a parachute. Oh, he had a fucking parachute.
Yeah, it's his it probably didn't work.
Yeah.
That's even more science.
Another act of God.
Right.
Oh, goodness
It's
gracious.
Like not only and both your parachutes because it's got an extra one in
it. Oh, yeah. And that, yeah. God said we could touch little boys. Well, actually,
no.
I talked to him and he said
he doesn't like it when you do that.
He was reported missing about 8 hours later after losing contact with Port Authority officials, according to the treasurer of the Gallo said by telephone that the priest wanted to break a 19-hour record for the most hours flying with balloons to raise money for a spiritual rest stop for truckers. In Paragunaguna.
So that's dumb.
He did this to raise money for a spiritual rest stop for truckers. Yeah. Now, this doesn't really blow me away thinking that, you know, because he's Roman Catholic, truck stops are always synonymous with gay sex. The trucker, you know, rest stops. You go there. Remember that one movie where they're caught in the rest stop? He's like, I'm just taking a piss, and it's a big bust, and all these queers come running out.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
So he wants to do this so he can take that whole aspect, combine it with the whole Roman Catholic, we like little kids thing. Little kid rest
put him
stop
in the same place.
Truckers. Oh man, that is
lot
just,
lizards.
Oh God, fucking, that is a recipe for fucking would, hot, sexy.
Yeah,
time.
And you know every kind of drug dealer there is there too.
Wow, that is amazing. You are you okay with this, God? Because if you are, don't say anything and don't do anything.
Right.
Perfect.
All right.
We got the okay from
that's
the guy upstairs. Oh, and while we're talking to God, if you like our show, if you're a fan of the show, also don't say anything and don't do anything.
All right. Nice.
The votes are in.
That's good to know.
God, big fan of the Jam Hole. That is awesome. We should try and interview God one of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll talk to him tonight when I pray, and we'll see what he says.
Nothing, probably.
Right. Well, that's fine, because that's the sign I need.
Yep.
Some American adventurers have used helium balloons to emulate Larry Walters, who in 1982 rose 3 miles above L.A. in a lawn chair lifted by balloons.
That's the myth that Mythbusters did was that one.
Video.
That's not really
a
myth, though.
According to Gallus, the priest soared to an altitude of 20,000 feet, then descended to about 8,200 feet. For his planned flight to the city of Dura, who gives a fuck? So basically, he had a GPS device, a satellite phone, a buoyant chair, and who cares? Basically, he's gone.
That's good news.
Sending priests flying away by balloons. Yes,
sending priests to heaven by balloons.
I'm all for that. What do you got for the next story?
This one is called Teenager High on Cannabis Stabs Girlfriend 32 Times During Bondage Game After Being Wrongly Told She Had AIDS.
That is a fantastic headline.
I can't believe it says all that in the headline.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't even need to read anymore. That's
what
it.
That's the who, the what, the yeah, when, the why.
That's like all of it right there.
Oh, fuck me.
You gonna be okay?
Jesus, just shoot me. Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm good, go. Let's get this thing done.
A teenager stabbed his girlfriend 32 times during a frenzied cannabis-fueled attack after friends wrongly told him she had AIDS.
So,
frenzied, okay, cannabis-fueled?
Wow.
It's the cannabis fault.
It couldn't have anything whatsoever to do with the fact that she told him she had AIDS right after they had
right,
sex.
And he was just
that fucking had absolutely nothing to do yeah, with it, but
that
oh my
be
god,
why he did
I'm
it,
fucking stoned. Come here, I gotta kill somebody right fucking now. My head's
no,
gonna
well,
explode.
I think what they're saying is if he wasn't high and she told him that, he wouldn't have done that. But
oh,
because
of course
he
not,
was high.
Because he was high.
Right.
Not
because
she's
high,
like, oh, by the way, I have AIDS,
yeah,
and now you do too.
Right. It's like,
wow.
I don't care what I'm on or what I'm not
un-fucking believable.
Edward Bell, 17, took the 15-year-old to a beauty spot where he persuaded her to take part in a mock bondage scene in which she would be blindfolded and hit with a stick while a friend filmed her on a mobile phone.
Holy shit.
That is so great.
That totally reminds me of a while ago, this girl I know, we were hanging out and shit, and we were kind of talking, huh? It was Betty 3, let's
okay,
say.
We have so many
while
Bettys,
we're fucking at it. Like, it fucking matters. But we were talking, like, how cool would it be if I was to, like, come over one night when you were at home, and I wouldn't tell you what night it was going to be. I would just pick a random fucking night,
uh-huh,
and I would either find a way into the house or break in, or you would give me a key for, like, oops. Sorry.
Oh, good, dude.
Sorry.
Nice.
But you would give me a key for, like, a week, and I would pick one day out of that week at night, sneak in, and we would do this whole rape role-playing thing where I would, like, sneak in with a mask over my head and, like, seriously, like, just fucking rape her. And you would fight back, but there would be a safe word, obviously,
right,
if shit got too rough and, you know, I started, you know, hitting you or something. You would say the safe word, and that would bring it back.
That's
and,
fucked up.
And so, yeah, we're talking about that and shit, and, like, a while ago, I went over there one night and I was going to do it, and she texted me something, and
uh-huh,
it said something about like a rare scene or something, and I like hadn't thought about it for a while, so I just went over there like normal, went in, brushed my teeth and shit, and she was all in there like waiting to get raped and shit. And I like totally didn't put together that she had typed R instead of P, so rare scene was supposed to be rape scene,
right.
And so she's expecting me to like roll in there and just fucking start raping her. So she's like in bed just waiting for me to like tie her up,
right.
And I like roll in the house and like go in the bathroom and start brushing my teeth and shit. Like, she was probably thinking I was like the worst rapist ever.
Yeah.
Or I just really suck at playing these role
playing
games.
It's like
you
would be a bad rapist.
Yeah, it's like I gotta take a shit first and brush my teeth and probably
don't go anywhere because
probably
I'm gonna
take
rape
a
you,
shower. Yeah, so could you just stay there for a second?
I'll tie you up when I get back. I don't want to deal with
yeah,
that right now.
That just reminded me of that. But this person actually got stabbed and killed, so.
Right, it's a little
right,
different.
Right, right.
Instead, he launched the 15-minute knife attack, which left the schoolgirl with multiple wounds to the face, neck, back, and hands, and with two punctured lungs.
15 minutes. That's
yeah,
some endurance, man.
That's a, yeah, that's a long knife attack.
Do you think you could attack someone for that? Like, I would almost
well,
lose
well, it was 32 times.
I would almost lose interest, though.
Well, I mean, they're dead. Why would I keep stabbing
I don't. Anymore? Maybe I just have ADD, but after, like, 5 minutes of stabbing somebody, I'd be like,
I'd probably
you want to go
like,
get something to eat
yeah,
or play fall for something? Because I'm kind of bored
oh,
now.
Oh, wait, you're dead.
Yeah, I would start getting creative and, like, carving little, like, vaginas in her belly and then trying
leave
to fuck them and
mark,
shit. Or, yeah, the big M. They'd never know who did it.
No. Wow. The Jamhole logo.
Yeah, the Jamhole.com carved from tit to pussy.
That'd be great.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Incredibly.
If we have any slashers out there, feel free to carve the Jamhole.com in your body or in your friend's body while they're asleep.
But if you do it, we are not taking responsibility.
Right. I didn't just tell you to
yeah,
do that. I'm
we
saying,
aren't telling you to do
hypothetically,
it.
If you wanted to, I would probably talk about it on the show
right,
and laugh at it.
Yes.
Probably. Sorry, continue.
Incredibly, she was still alive when paramedics found her hours later after Belle turned up at a police station to confess what had happened. What an idiot.
15 minutes of getting knifed, and she's still alive?
She's 32 Dude, times she
after
got stabbed.
Fucking minute 12, I would have been like, give me the fucking knife. I would have slit my own fucking throat and been like, all right.
Yeah, quit stabbing me in my legs seriously. And my arms. Kill
here,
me.
Here, idiot.
Yeah,
not
the
here.
The chest, please.
Holy shit, what a... dumb fuck. Well, 17. I guess you can't blame them. How many 17-year-olds do you know that are any fucking smart?
Yeah, they probably wouldn't be very good at, you know,
yeah,
killing
I mean, even,
someone.
What, 2 months ago when you were 17, you were a fucking idiot.
I could have killed someone and got away with it, though. Prosecutor Ann Evans said her abiding memory is of being repeatedly stabbed and seeing the light from a mobile phone in the background.
Oh, you mean remember that, the whole 15-minute fucking knife attack?
Yeah, where you got stabbed 32 times and recorded.
Oh, hey, do you remember that?
Yeah,
you were getting stabbed for like half an hour?
Since you brought it up, I might have forgot if you want to said something.
Fuck, that one's going in the scrapbook.
Right. Bell, who admitted attempt murder, was sent to a secure hospital indefinitely today after a psychiatrist said he was a paranoid schizophrenic with a history of substance abuse.
Oh,
he
that's
smoked
bullshit.
Some weed. Okay. That's hardly substance
abuse. I doubt
abuse.
That's what they're talking about.
Being an alcoholic would be more substance
See, abuse. And that's the thing that kind of pisses... Well, it doesn't kind of. It really pisses me off. Whenever people do shit like this, and they're totally fucking nuts, but because they happen to smoke weed and there was weed in their system
or
when they did
drug,
it...
Or any drug, really.
They focus on that. Well, no, I'm just talking about weed because weed... completely is the opposite of that.
It's like,
you
I bet
will
you
not
if,
do
if,
that.
I bet you if you go back before they started smoking weed, they were just as fucking crazy.
They were
crazy.
Still fucked.
Yeah, they were exactly the same.
But because they smoked weed, that's what they focus on. Like, even the headline,
I bet if anything,
teenager high on cannabis.
That's the first line.
What it should have said is psychotic, bipolar,
schizophrenic boyfriend stabs
boyfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the being high should have nothing to do with
well,
it.
Well, no. Just,
if anything, that made the situation less bad.
If you were a girl and you knew this guy that had all these psychological problems,
right.
Would you fuck him and then be like, oh, I have AIDS. Oh, jokes.
Yeah.
Because
just
seriously,
kidding.
That would set off his bipolar schizophrenia and... Yeah. You know, you're
if anything, the weed's kind of helping it hold it back.
Yeah, exactly. You're in for the duration of a 15-minute fucking knife frenzy.
You asked for it.
Completely. That's
nice. Judge Michael Baker, QC, told him, in an act which was plainly one of premeditated. I got it.
Oh, my fuck. Permediate? What the fuck were you even going to say? No,
I don't know.
Tell me.
I
permediated?
It.
Really?
I don't know what I was going to
say. Permediated. Have you ever heard that word ever?
That's not what I ended up saying, though.
Because I told you what the word was.
Oh, I got it at the same time.
Permediated?
Nope.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Okay, anyway.
That is fantastic.
Premeditated brutality.
Permediated brutality. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm dying.
I sure hope so.
Don't make me laugh anymore, please. God damn it.
Anyway.
Continue. I'm sorry.
You stabbed her many, many times and left her for dead. It was an appalling act. You got anything to say?
I'm trying to catch my fucking breath here.
Wow.
Holy shit, man.
I almost killed you.
You almost did. You almost permediatedly killed me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, is that it for that story?
That's about it.
So what's going to happen to him? Did anything happen?
I don't know. I don't think they've really decided yet.
Yeah, fuck it. He'll probably end up in a mental ward for the rest of his
probably.
Life.
Probably. He's
well,
got it easy.
Next story here. This is a great headline. Don't touch me there. New York jury rejects rectal exam lawsuit. Anything really? That has the words rectal exam, it's going to be gold.
Yeah.
A hospital did nothing wrong.
It's going to be brown, actually.
Oh! Nice. Oh, God damn it. Oh, we got to finish this up.
Calm down.
Jesus fuck. This between the
I think all of our listeners have now turned off the episode.
Holy shit. Between the cough syrup and the weed and the rock star, and you fucking tried to say premeditated. I fucking quit. Oh, goodness. Okay. A hospital did...
Next time, lay off the fucking cough syrup.
Fuck. Well, I don't usually get sick except when someone else gets
me
sick.
Why do you have to drink a whole fucking bottle of cough syrup?
I felt like shit. I hear this cough. You'll hear it tomorrow when you play it back. You'll be like, damn, that does suck. A hospital did nothing wrong when it tried to examine the rectum of a construction worker who had been hit on the head by a falling wooden beam, a jury found Monday.
You sound so fucked up.
I am fucked up. Oh, I'm not. I'm just deliriously fucking beat.
You know what would have made it even better?
What?
If you wouldn't have slept at all last
oh,
night,
God.
And you would have still been awake.
Those shows are amusing. Like, yeah. I don't like very many of the earlier
well,
shows.
Well, it sucks when you're
that,
just tired, but if you're high and,
that
like,
one
fucking
show,
like, cough syrup and Rockstar.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
After deliberating for about an hour, a state Supreme Court jury awarded nothing to Brian. They come out after like 4 hours of deliberation, and they're like, we think you should receive... nothing.
And the guy's like, what like, a waste of 4 hours.
Really? You
wow.
could have just called
nothing?
Me up and been like, no.
It took you 4 hours to figure
yeah.
that out?
After delivering nothing. Nothing to Brian Persuad, who sued New York Presbyterian Hospital for unspecified damages. The panel found the hospital and its emergency room medical staff were not liable for touching his butthole.
Yeah.
Apparently. Persuad's lawyers, Gerard Marone and Gary DiFilippo, nice, said he might appeal. He's thinking about it.
He might. He's not sure.
Yeah.
It's on the fence.
Quote, we're very disappointed, Marone said after the two-week trial. It's a miscarriage of justice. Ooh, miscarriage. That's like something that should have been quoted in like an abortion lawsuit.
Yeah.
That would have been like the worst pun ever. They're like, so how do you feel about losing this abortion lawsuit? We think it's a miscarriage of justice. That would be awful. Oh, my goodness. The hospital's lawyer declined comment. Marone said Persuad 38 was injured while working at a construction site in Midtown Manhattan on May 20th, 03. Persuad received 8 stitches for a cut over his eyebrow at the hospital, but denied emergency room staffers' request to examine his rectum or his butthole.
Probably just got it anally bleached.
But I don't get it. He got stitches on his face, and then they're like, well, we're going to have to check out your butthole. And he's like, no.
What's that have to do with my... That's not where my face is.
Yeah, well, if his
where
head...
Where did you go to
if
school?
If his head was up his ass, then it was. Thank you. Point. Oh, 3-2. Let's see. When Persuad resisted, staffers held him down while he begged, quote, please don't do that. You know,
please don't stick your hand in my ass. Please.
I'm so sorry about all the coughing. Yeah, I mean, could you, Matt? You go because you got like a bump on your head or a cut and you get stitches. And then they're like, well, we're going to have to check out down there, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure there's
nothing
in
your ass. And he's like,
no,
I don't think that's necessary. And then like four more nurses come in and hold you down. And all you can say is, please don't do that.
He just got raped. He got raped
oh
in the ass.
God. You're raped in
raped
the butt.
In the butt.
On MySpace. Oh, that is so great. Please don't do that. Persuad hit a doctor while flailing around, so the staffers gave him a powerful sedative and performed the rectal exam.
That's fucked up.
That sounds like
that's
what
like
happened
his will.
At that party after we left, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, wait, where was
a
this
a strong
from?
Injection of drugs and then a good, healthy rectal exam. This is
yeah,
from New York.
Yeah, but that would be with their cock.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wow. Let's see. Hospital witnesses testified at the trial. The exam was never completed, but Marone said that when Persuad woke up, he had a finger or two in his ass. Oh, no. When he woke up, he was handcuffed to a bed. Ooh.
Nice.
Nice. And had an oxygen tube down his throat and lubricant in his rectum.
Seriously?
How would you feel if you went in, you got the stitch, okay, rectal right. exam, don't do that. Next thing you know, you wake up and there's an oxygen tube down your throat, you're handcuffed.
Right.
And to top it all off, the coup de grace, you have lube on your butthole.
Still, right.
Holy shit. You think
that should be illegal.
The doctor would have had.
How did they get away with that?
I don't know. You'd think the doctor would have had the courtesy to, like, wipe off the lube.
Yeah, wipe my ass, please. Fuck, Jesus.
Dude. No one has a common courtesy to give you a reach around anymore.
Know. Yo, fucking, but they'll fucking shove their hands up your ass.
Oh, gladly.
You.
Fucking too. Yeah. And then they'll clap.
Inside your ass.
Yeah.
No less.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Wider now. Spread them. Buck 65. Best song ever. Oh, man. I love
Wider.
That shit.
Wider now. Come on, spread them.
Spread them.
Up against the wall, toots.
Lover boy. Oh, God. quote, he resisted because he didn't know what they were doing. No, he resisted because you were coming at him with fingers in the butt.
Yeah, he
That's
didn't wash
why.
Your hands in his ass, yeah. and you didn't listen.
That reminds me of that Family Guy episode where Peter goes in to get his prostate exam, and he's like, the doctor touched me, I went to court and all that shit, and right. he like made up all these things about how he was like talking to him, and then all of a sudden the fingers in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, like you raped God. Him.
Wow, the doctor did that to me too. We should get a class action suit going.
Nice.
DeFilippo said he believes the rectal exam was done as retaliation because his panic client hit the doctor.
Wow.
So he thinks that because
like,
the dude,
oh, you're going to hit the doctor? Well, we're going to fucking shove our fingers in
dude,
your ass.
Dude, he hit the doctor because the doctor wanted to shove
right.
fingers in his ass.
Yeah, he had a reason to hit him.
So
that's
you
a
can't,
good reason.
You can't use that as an excuse right. then it, because that's the whole reason.
And even how could you do that and like to pay him back? It's like, you're going to hit me. I'm going to shove my fingers in your ass. Take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's like, well, if you're going to shove your fingers in my ass, then I'm going to hit you.
Exactly.
And he's like, well, I'll let you hit me if I can shove my fingers and my dick in your ass.
Well,
and he's
gonna
like, well,
anyway.
If you do that, then I'm really going to hit you twice.
Well, then we're going to handcuff you and shove a tube down your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
And by lube on your... At least they use lube.
And by tube, I mean my penis.
Right.
Right, of course. And by oxygen, I mean semen down your throat. And by hospital visit, I mean I'm going to rape you orally and anally. Oh, my God.
wow.
I can't even finish this. A judge dismissed a misdemeanor assault charge that was filed against Persuad because he hit the doctor. He's like, we're going to drop these charges that you hit the doctor because you did indeed get a finger in the ass.
Yeah.
So
against her will.
We feel you've had your debt to society.
You should be
filled.
Able to sue them for that.
Well, he did. But the, judge, said no.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, apparently.
That would suck if that happened, dude. I'd be so pissed.
DeFilippo said his client is unemployed and has been unable to hold a job since the accident.
Because
you know what else
why.
He's been unable to hold?
Shit in his ass?
Yes, shit in his ass. Oh, God. That's it for that story.
All right.
You want to read one more, or should we just get the
we
fuck out of here?
We should just get the fuck out of here.
Let's just get the fuck out of here. So, oh, my God. You want to do the plugs tonight? No? All right. I don't even fucking know. If you guys have any comments you want to say about any particular show, click on the show notes for that show. Leave us a comment. TheJamHole.com. info@TheJamHole.com. If you want to email us, myspace.com/TheJamHolePodcast. Subscribe to the iTunes. Vote on the podcast alley. Dig us on TheDig.com.
Which no one has.
Which fucking
yeah.
Jamming.
Jamming.
Alright, hands up, better yet, hit the dirt. Pervert, nobody move, nobody get hurt, it's a bust. Gonna tear this place apart and dust for prints. We're not looking just for hints. Now it's the judge you must convince. The unjust and untrue, there's nowhere to run to. You're dead stranded, surrender, we caught you red-handed. Put your clothes back on, slowly, drop the junk.
no funny stuff. Caught the punk, hurry up, pop the trunks. Scumbags, cum rags, hard drugs, loaded weapons. Hairy dick and Tom, a ticking bomb that could explode in seconds. Tweet geeks, speed freaks, push the limits, up the bids. Rebels without causes, the dishonest, corrupt the kids. Pleasure seekers with leather sneakers, loud music and underwear. Inside out, they have a hideout and I wonder where. Fooled by the gear and the camera, veneer and the glamour. Now you're looking at a year and a slammer. Spread 'em. Up against the wall, lover boy. Spread 'em. Wider. Wider now. Spread 'em. Up against the wall, sweet cheeks. Spread 'em. No funny stuff. For the sky, no surprises. Tough guys, hand over your supplies and disguises. Cash in the porn stash, erratic behavior, spastic motions, fake mustaches, hair products, and magic potions. Strip search, stand tough. Here comes the handcuff. Suspicion, you're in no position to demand stuff. It's your own fault. You get one phone call on the journey to the big house. Stink mouth, you got a right to an attorney. Guns are the best tool. Billy Club is less cruel. Criminals that dress cool turn the city into a cesspool. Killer with a chainsaw, sang foie, Wonder Girl, bare naked, drug addict, drawn into the underworlds, crying shame, pointing fingers, bad guys denying blame, playing a violent game. Live fast, die in vain, it's your town. Under siege, out of focus in the foreground, dragnet, search warrant, breaking the door down. Spread 'em. Up against the wall, toots. Spread 'em.